ladies and gentlemen, it's Tuesday today.
Yeah.
Here we are, talking about another movie.
Everybody's here. Fucking Mago's in here. Sophie's in there.
Yeah, everybody. I really like the little Halloween emoji there. Although Tom says it looks different on my laptop as it looks on his. But like I said, the emojis look different on Macs and PCs and across different platforms and stuff.
I just showed I showed Sophie Morrissey. She fucking loves Morrissey. Morrissey and fucking Smiths.
Well, I think the Smiths like got us all through our awkward teenage years.
Yeah.
They did.
Yeah. Sophie's fucking Morrissey name, her gender bending Morrissey name would be Benji. I'm just gonna start calling her Benji. So if
all right, fair enough.
So if you were in the army, you actually would have just been called Benji. Yeah, because they call you by your last name.
Well, yeah.
And if it's a girl, they kind of feminize the last name, so she would just be called Benji.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's kind of cool. That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
I would have just been called Ash or...
Ash. You would have been called Ash.
Or Mitch, which is my maiden name.
They would have called you Ashford, and then it would have been broken down to Ash.
It's funny, because there's actually a girl, I think... There's like the horror girl on the What Culture YouTube show. She always talks about horror movies, and her name is Ash. I don't know if that's her real name or if she just named herself after Bruce Campbell in Evil Dead. But, you know, that was short for Ashley, actually. But, so we're here talking about another movie. This one, I dug this one a lot. Yeah. I did not think that you would like this one when I first saw the trailer, but you ended up really liking this one too, right?
Yeah. The deal with this movie is that... it's kind of an example of how much you can do with very little money. This didn't cost very much to make.
$11,000.
That's it?
Yep.
Damn.
I looked it up on IMDb.
The acting is good. The script is good. The edit's good. It's got a good soundtrack, if you want to call it that. It's more like a... it's a soundtrack in a way that the soundtrack for... Hills Have Eyes is a soundtrack.
More like a soundscape.
More like a soundscape.
Let's call it that.
And it's very kind of industrial sounding in a way. Kind of like in the same way, kind of like from The Thing. You know, John Carpenter's The Thing.
Where it's mostly just like ambient sounds.
And ambient stuff, which worked real well. Cast is cool. It's a guy in his 50s. Kind of tall, thin guy. Good looking. Cool haircut. He looks like he should be in like Skinny Puppy or Nits Red. It's got a woman and a daughter. Daughter's cute. She's kind of like a, kind of reminds me of like, kind of like a young Natalie Portman a little bit, didn't she?
Yeah.
She's kind of gothed out. And in the movie, her mom is a fortune teller who, you know, turns out, I'm watching this shit and the story's really good. It's about this guy who moves into a house. He's fixing it up. And he's out drinking that night. And he's driving back home and he accidentally runs over the neighbor's kid, the little goth girl. She's out there sledding at night for some insane reason.
Because she's a weirdo.
Yeah, I'm not going to fucking spoil everything about the movie because it's, you know, you can see it on Shudder for free. It's good. It's a good movie. And it turns out he kills her. And the mom kind of goes on an investigation to try to figure out how she died. And then it becomes kind of like a paranormal fucking...
Like a weird vision quest type of thing?
Yeah, kind of like a paranormal quest for vengeance against this kind of wrongful death. And it's pretty neat. And I'm watching the movie and we wait till the very end of it. And the credits start rolling and like five people worked on it. But all these three main leads, they're all a real family in real life. It's a guy, his wife, and their daughter.
That's what it's like. This is super cool. Like, so yeah, I looked this up about the movie's called The Deeper You Dig. This actually, it's weird because we saw the trailer for this months ago. Like, because I think we were going to rent it on Xbox. It was one of the ones that we had that we're like, oh, that one, you know. And so we watched the trailer and I'm like, that looks weird and I'm into it. So, but we never got around to watching it. So then, like, about a week ago, Shudder added it. And I was like, oh, cool. Like, maybe we can do it on there. Now, when I went and looked it up, because like I said, the trailer looked like bizarro. And I was just kind of like, I'm intrigued. So I was like really interested in watching it. And then it turns out that I guess when this came out, like, I guess it premiered at maybe like Fantasia or Fantastic Fest or whatever the hell that thing is back in 2019. And apparently it went like around to a whole bunch of different festivals and it got like a really lot of buzz about it, which is probably why like Shudder picked it up. And the cool thing about this is that this is the one of like the most indie of indie movies. This is a family. The guy's name is John Adams. His wife's name is Toby Poser. And their daughter's name is Zelda.
Yeah.
And all three of them are in this. They are not only in it, they also directed it. The guy did the score. It's like they did pretty much everything. Like you said, they also have, and I found this out later, but they also have another daughter named Lulu. And she usually works on their movies because this isn't the first movie they've made. This is the first horror movie they've made. I think they did a crime drama and like some other kind before. So this little family makes these movies. They made it in upstate New York, like around where they lived. And it was just like this really snowy kind of like shit.
Yeah, setting was spot on. I liked the tone of the setting, the little town, the snow and everything, the houses. That was the correct thing to do, is to set it where you could.
Yeah.
And it fucking had a high impact. I liked how the movie looked, how it felt. I felt like I was there. That was a good way of doing it.
Yeah, because it was just like this really creepy, like isolating. Yeah. Like I said, you know, we compare a lot of things to The Shining, but it was the same kind of thing where it's just like these big, like snowy scapes with no one else around. Yeah, a little bit bigger scope
because, you know, it shows the downtown area. It's a small rural town. So you know where you are. But driving around, it kind of brought me back to winters in Boston, you know what I mean? If you were outside the city.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's kind of how it looked. And it kind of took me back to that. I kind of felt like I was there. It was a good movie.
It was, yeah. And it's like, I'm not going to say like, I will say it's kind of like, it has a straightforward story, like you said, because it's kind of like the little girl gets, you know, run over. Well, she's not little. She's supposed to be 14.
She's supposed to be 14. She's probably more like 18, and she's 17.
I'm not sure how old she is, because like I said, their other daughter, Lulu, that also works on their movies. She normally works on it, but she didn't work on this one because she was off at college. Yes. So I'm assuming she's like the older one, and I think Zelda is the younger one. And I think Zelda, however old she is, she's a teenager, I guess. Yeah. And they gave her like a directing credit on this as well. So I thought that was really cool. So this is like one little family, and they do everything.
Yeah.
And they're making movies. And it doesn't look like, this is not like Ouija Shark. It's not like anything like that. This is a real...
Yeah.
Like, really nice-looking movie.
Yeah, it just goes to show you what kind of technology and talent is out there outside of the Hollywood scene. It's kind of, you know, this movie is kind of in the spirit of a lot of fucking really good classic horror movies. You know, this is similar to how Night of the Living Dead was made. In a way, it kind of felt like Hills Have Eyes in a certain way. There were a lot of homages or influence, like there was some Roman Polanski themes in it, like, you know, The Tenet. It kind of had a theme, little small influences from that. I could feel some influences of fucking Carpenter, and some influences of who's the guy that did The Brood? And
David Cronenberg.
Cronenberg, yeah, you know his name.
I got a little bit of a Lynchian vibe
too, yeah.
Because this does have
hallucination
like
scenes,
some surreal, scenes. Like really surreal, like imagery in it.
Yeah.
Because like I said, it's mostly like, and I saw like one reviewer that compared it to like a pretty recent movie called A Dark Song. Mm-hmm. So, which it was an excellent, excellent film, which was just like two people in a house and it was like really creepy. So if you liked that movie, you'll probably like this one. But this one there's just something like really, really cool about it. There's just something like the tone of it is just like really cool. It's just like this bleak, cold, and it's just like, and it's kind of slow moving and kind of ponderous. Like there's some scenes of, you know, people just like kind of walking through the woods and it's like all quiet and everything. But it's like, but then it's kind of punctuated with these bizarro, like after the daughter gets killed. And like I said, she's a psychic, but I guess at the beginning, they kind of imply that maybe she's like a fake. She's more of a tarot reader type of thing. She does like tarot cards.
She's a psychic and reads tarot cards and into she's hooked in with a spiritual underground of fucking mystics. And one of them was kind of like, it reminded me a little bit of a kind of a sinister version of fucking Halloran from
The Shining.
From
yeah.
The Shining.
That dude was rad.
It's cool. Yeah, yeah. He looked great. He looked great on fucking camera.
He really did. Like, yeah, he was like kind of
real
creepy,
dark
like...
skinned and blonde and fucking gave a really creepy performance. Not blonde, but bald and real dark skinned black guy. And he just the performance he gave was fucking creepy. Especially he got weirder as it went.
Yeah,
as
that scene went on. Yeah.
I had no idea this was a homemade movie. It just goes to show you what's possible if you have talent and you care about your craft. And another thing is, as the movie's unfolding, I didn't realize all these people were related.
Yeah, we didn't know that there was a family
right,
made
but
this
I knew
when we first
I could
it.
I could sense that they were all from fucking like a gothic industrial fucking culture, their background. I could tell that they were goths.
Well, yeah. Because, I mean, the little girl, like, Zelda is the real name. She plays, yeah. the character she plays is named Echo.
Yeah.
And the mom's name is Ivy. But it's, yeah, she, like, looked like a real little goth girl. And you could tell that, like...
I could tell that the dad was, you know what I mean?
He they were all kind of into
the industrial
kind of
scene
shit.
And shit. And, yeah, it's just... And the mom was cool, too. What's funny is, like, they got her... dressed up in winter clothes, they got her in mom mode, so she kind of looks unmade up and frumpy. But when she was fighting, you could tell she was rocking quite a figure, man. Like, yeah, I was like, okay, all right, let's see what's going on here. Yeah, she looked good.
But yeah, that was just so I just really really liked. There was just something very unusual about the tone of this. It was just kind of like, because we see a lot of horror movies, and a lot of them are like fine. And, you know, they're like nothing special, but this one like really stood out, I guess, because it was like really, even though, like I said, it's a sort of a straightforward story, but it had like all this kind of creative shit about the mom and like her getting her psychic powers back and trying to find out what happened to her daughter and going on a sort of, like I said, almost like a sort of vision quest or like down through hell or something like that, but like going internal. Yeah. And, like, all the really weird, like, surreal imagery that entailed, like, where she goes through all these steps where she's trying to figure out, like, what happened to her.
Yeah, that did feel kind of Lynchian, didn't it? The way all that
Particularly one scene, I was just kind of like, ooh, Inland Empire. Somebody saw Inland Empire.
Yeah, but, you know, I can't say that I can really sense the influences, but this was a very unique movie.
It really was. Like, the whole vibe of it was, like, really, really cool.
Very creative. This is a talented bunch. And they thought about what they were doing. So this is a well thought out little movie. It was craft built.
Oh, definitely.
Not homemade. It's homemade. Didn't feel like it.
No.
It's very craft built. There's only one scene that I didn't feel the audio was quite up to par. And that was the one scene where the mom's doing the tarot card reading for the older lady.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The audio quality through our sound system has sounded a little bit low quality. And the acting was a little bit wooden for that little scene, but it didn't spoil the movie.
Yeah.
You know, I think maybe a couple other, I think maybe I would have used another take or kept shooting it until the take, till the scene was kind of fluid. It felt a little wooden, but that's my only criticism.
Yeah. And I didn't notice that at all.
It was minor.
Because, yeah, like
I was
I
looking
said,
for problems.
Yeah. This is a very small cast, but the fact that this is just like essentially one family and they do everything. They do the scores, they do the cinematography, they do the camera, they do every single thing. And the fact that they could put something together like this that looked like that I would never have thought. Because like I said, when you say homemade movie, I think of Ouija Shark.
Yeah.
Or something like that. We're just like, you know, I just made it with it. And it looks like kind of like you just made it with your friends.
This is like a good art film.
This looks like a real movie. And it's like the special effect. There were some pretty gruesome effects in there.
Dead animal parts. Looks like a roadkill. I don't know if it was real or not. It looked real.
I would imagine it probably is real. Maybe that's why they probably just went and said, hey, maybe we can like
dismembered rotten bodies. And it looked real good.
That's what I'm saying. It was like some really good effects in this. And like I said, the surreal imagery was like really, really cool. Like I was into that.
The soundtrack or soundscape, I'd put it on par with like Hills Have Eyes, which in a way that Hills Have Eyes soundtrack was like the world's first industrial album. It was fucking ahead of its time when you heard it. You know, it wasn't quite music, but it was...
Yeah, because they weren't really...
Kind of like something off a Skinny Puppy album, you know?
Or like Einstein's Annoy Battle.
Yeah, right, yeah.
Where they're just like banging on stuff.
Yeah, it's like that. And all that kind of shit. You know, it was cool.
And it really, really suited the mood, I think.
Yeah, suited the mood of the movie. So well thought out. I mean, every little element, they're thinking about what the budget that they have and the abilities that they have. How are they going to get this thing to come across as high quality? You know what I mean? You can't get an orchestra, and if you use the fucking, you know, synthesizers, it's not going to sound like an orchestra. So what kind of soundtrack are you going to use? Well, they kind of went with the proto-industrial kind of.
Yeah, so it's just mostly like sound effects. Like
sound effects, yeah.
And it's kind of like intercut with like really old. They use like a lot of old like vaudevillian type of tunes, like through like a crackly radio.
Yeah,
and stuff.
Yeah, the radio effects fucking came out really good.
I liked how that came out.
Especially in the car shots, it sounded creepy and distant. Voices. I know what that's like when you're driving through this fucking snow, and back in the old days when you had the radio on, it kind of had a weird alienating quality to it.
Yeah.
And then at the end, it goes into the fucking credits, and there was actually a cool song on the end of it.
Yeah, I really liked the song at the end. Yeah. I can't remember who it was by.
I had to go back and look at it again.
Offhand. But yeah, it's like, that. It was just so cool. And it's like, even when we were watching it, like some of the shots, like the one shot of her, like in the orange, like hunting jacket, like just walking through this forest that was just like all white. And it was just like a really, really nicely framed kind of shot every time. So this is like a really good looking movie. And like I said, the whole, you know, the fact that I'm assuming that that's where they live. It's like up in the Catskills, or it's like up in upstate New York somewhere. I can't remember the name of the town where they shot it. Because I did see it on IMDb, but I can't remember. It was like, it's not even a town. It's like a hamlet, like they would call it. So, but they shot it there, so I don't know if that's where they live. So I'm definitely going to be checking out some of their other movies, because apparently, I didn't know that, but, you know, they had made a couple other movies before this, but this is their first horror movie, and this is kind of the one that's gotten them the most attention. And like I said, this only cost $11,000. Cost $11,000 to make.
If this was done by a Hollywood studio, it would have been millions. It'd have been about $3 million.
I've seen $3 million movies that weren't nearly as good as this one.
Just goes to show you what efficiency can do for a movie.
Interesting, you know? Too, because it seems like on Rotten Tomatoes, I think it had what, like 97% or something per and that was, I think that was the critic score. The audience score was like in the 70s or 80s.
Yeah.
Because I can see, if you're not like into like arty movies,
you may not know what you're
like,
looking at.
Or like slow movies, you'd be like, what the fuck is this weird ass shit? But it's like, I mean, I knew it was going to be weird from the trailer. Like, you can tell that it's a kind of a weird movie from the trailer, because there's like some really kind of bizarre imagery. So I was kind of like, oh, all right, I'm down.
It's not really a slow movie, though. It's taking its time because of the kind of movie that it is, but the edit is paced well because it kind of pulled me into it early on.
Yeah.
So I'm letting it take its time.
Which surprised me, because I didn't know if you, because I was watching the beginning and I dug it, but I was like, I don't know if Tom's going
to
like this.
Yeah, I'm
not
real sensitive to fucked up edits.
Right.
Real sensitive to that. And I'm real sensitive to fucking bad characterizations and bad storytelling. I was pulled into the movie. So I give it
I mean, I really, really liked the acting in this too, because I think the cool thing about it is that even though you don't know a great deal about these characters' backstories, you know what I mean? They don't like go into a lot of shit about, you know, what happened in their past or anything. They're just kind of there they are. But you still got, and I guess,
you know who they were though.
Yeah, you knew who they were. And I guess that was kind of like a testament to their acting and the fact that they were all a family, which, like I said, I didn't know when we first watched it.
Yeah.
So you really got a sense of these kind of like lived-in characters.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Rather than just, you know, there was no like exposition about, you know, where they came from or what happened in the past or what, you know, where Echo's dad is, where did that guy come from? Where did he move from? There's nothing like that's that, because it's not necessary.
That's a strength of the, the strength of the movie, though. I cannot stand dialogue heavy movies. I'm not here to be explained to. I want you to show me. I don't want you to tell me. So the movie is not dialogue heavy. It just has just what it needs. And it does it shows you a bunch of shit.
It's very economical in that way.
Right. So no, the script and, you know, the script and the direction, that's it. That's, you got it. Just ride with that.
Yeah, I'm super like jacked for what these people, because I said, they made some movies before, but this is the first one that's kind of gotten them like a wide kind of thing. And you know, we saw the trailer a while back, which you could
just
rent it.
I saw the trailer and I go, that looks good.
Yeah, and then so because it made such a splash at like a lot of the festivals last year, Shudder eventually picked it up. So Shudder just added it a while back, so we got to see it.
It made a splash, you know, because the holistic. All of it together has good quality. You know what I mean? It's a good quality movie. But really, I think what does it is efficient, no-nonsense storytelling. That's really what did it.
Yeah.
Because when you start fucking up your storytelling and the edit, people fall out of the movie.
Yeah. You know? Well, like I said, it didn't need an over thing of characterization. No. It didn't need all of that. You got the story. You got what was going on. And then it was just kind of like went off in this bizarre direction, and you just kind of like let it take you along.
They did kind of the right thing the way they ended it. It ended with kind of like an action horror scenes, which kind of brought it to a climax. I agreed with ending it the way that they did. Then there was a twist at the end of it too, which is kind of weird, but you just got to see the movie.
I guess it wasn't so much a twist because they did set it up.
They set it up. You knew it was coming.
Yeah. I mean, I wasn't sure exactly.
They just confirmed what.
Yeah, I wasn't sure exactly what form the end was going to take.
Yeah.
But like from some of the stuff she said like earlier on, I was just kind of like, oh, they're setting up. But I didn't know like exactly how it was going to like play out. You know what I mean?
That ending, those final few seconds, which confirmed what you thought was going on, really did come. The movie could have been watched either with or without that. I think that was actually optional.
Yeah.
They included that ending.
Yeah.
You probably could have ended it right when the fucking thing. I can't spoil it.
Yeah.
You could have lopped
I know
that,
what you mean.
You could have lopped that off. And
like
it still
those last couple seconds.
Yeah, you could have lopped the last few seconds off and the movie still would have been good. Yeah, still would have been worked. Because then it would have been in your mind, well, what? Did that actually happen?
Yeah.
So I think an alternate
edit.
It works either way. An alternate edit would also work. It was good, though. It was good. Yeah. I enjoyed it.
All right, you done?
Let's see if everybody's...
Well, yeah, because a couple people came in and they just snuck in late, and I was like, I feel really bad, because it's like, now I feel really bad, because we're like done talking about the movie. But man, I'm hungry, man. I haven't like...
There's stuff in there. I
haven't eaten since 8 o'clock this morning.
I got butter chicken in there.
Now it's like 3:30, and I'm like really, really hungry.
All right, I'll feed you.
All right.
Good. Shut it down.
All right, so we'll be back tomorrow for another live stream. Probably tomorrow I will talk about Haunting of Bly Manor because I watched one or two more episodes last night, and I will finish watching it tomorrow, or I'll finish watching it tonight, rather, and tomorrow morning, and then I can review that for you guys because I know some people have asked me about doing that. And so stay tuned for that. And like I said, if you have Shudder, check out The Deeper You Dig. It's really, really cool. Like I said, if you like surreal, like... arty weird horror movies that was made by like a cool little family. So all right, we'll see you guys tomorrow. Bye.